Renly had been a boy of 8 when Robert won the throne, but he had grown into a man so like his brother that Ned found it disconcerting. Whenever he saw him, it was as if the years had slipped away and Robert stood before him, fresh from his victory on the Trident. "I see that you're safely arrived, Lord Stark," Renly said. "And you as well," Ned replied. "You must forgive me, but sometimes you look the very image of your brother Robert." "A poor copy," Renly said with a shrug. "Though much better dressed," Littlefinger quipped. "Lord Renly spends more on clothing than half the ladies of the court." It was true enough. Lord Renly was in dark green velvet with a dozen golden stags embroidered on his doublet. A cloth of gold half-cape was draped casually across one shoulder, fastened with an emerald brooch. "There are worse crimes," Renly said with a laugh. "The way you dress, for one." Littlefinger ignored the jibe. He eyed Ned with a smile on his lips that bordered on insolence. "I have hoped to meet you for some years, Lord Stark. No doubt Lady Catelyn has mentioned me to you." "She has," Ned replied, with a chill in his voice. The sly arrogance of the comment rankled him. "I understand you knew my brother, Brandon, as well." Renly Baratheon laughed. Varys shuffled over to listen.